underground preacher checking in to the underground church. And today, we are ending our call to action series on finding your purpose in ministry with Act 5, Inspire. Ministry never stops. It grows and evolves with time. One of the major joys in ministry is to get to inspire the youth along the way. To inspire rather than to manipulate, because manipulation is bending someone's will to align with your vision, and manipulation is witchcraft, by the way. Inspiration, on the other hand, is a drive from within. The person gets driven by their own ambition to do something because they see you do what you do. That is inspiration. And that is also how you passed on the torch to the next generation as you leave a legacy down here and move on. So as you inspire those around you to pursue their purpose, also empower them by encouraging them to move forward with their visions, because it is said in Romans chapter 12, verses 9 to 10. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. God has given each of us gifts and visions, from preaching, painting, music, videography, literature, cooking, and more. We all have something to contribute to this world and to make it a better place to be. Therefore, it would be very sad to see such a gift go to waste, and thus we never get to read someone's book, listen to someone's music, or see someone's painting, or experience someone's invention, or taste someone's food for that matter, just because they never got to work on it. No, refuse to let money bury your gift, your vision, your purpose, and your ministry. Indeed, it is going to be hard. It is going to take a lot of sacrifices. And indeed, you might quit at some point. But don't you give up. It is a sacrifice worth making, because there is something in you that we have not seen yet. There is something in you that the world is waiting for. There is something in you that the world is calling for. Yes, the world needs you. The authentic you. The one created in the image and likeness of God. That one that is fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, that authentic you. Your gift, your vision, and your ministry. All of you were preciously put together, created as a full package, a unique and precious soul to be a blessing to this world. And it will hurt the entire world to miss you. So don't let pain and suffering stop you. Don't let the lies of the enemy stop you. Don't let the hardship of this world stop you. Dedicate yourself. Be empowered by Holy Spirit, and become a light bearer to illuminate the darkness of this world. Be a warrior of light and pursue your purpose. Amen.
Amen.
And that concludes our call to action series on finding your purpose in ministry. And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.